This is Northwest Public Radio, and coming up, we bring you Front Page, our new segment featuring conversations with journalists taking a closer look at the people, issues, and events shaping lives across the Pacific Northwest. And this morning, we're taking you out west, western Washington, that is, where the twilight is unusual, the town of Forks. Here's our news director, John Paxson.
The Forks Forum is the only hometown newspaper serving Washington's West End. It publishes every Thursday. The boss is editor-publisher Chris Cook. Chris, what's making news in the Forks Forum?
Well, this past week we had the annual Stephanie Meyer Day Bella's Birthday Festival with about, I'd say, 700 to 1,000 Twilight fans coming from across the state, country, and world to experience their own fantasy about Forks and Twilight.
So vampires are still quite a current theme in Forks.
Yeah, the last movie's coming out in November, so and they're still the hardcore fans. It was a big craze 2009, 2010, and we were just smashed. For instance, the visitor count went from about 6,000 a year in 2003 to 70-some thousand in 2010. So it's, especially for the retail business here in town, the motels and so forth, it's really been really a boom for the economy. It's easy to spot them in town, too, because out here we're sort of a frontier logging town.
As they're looking around looking for folks with fangs, I assume they're overlooking some of the real headlines that are happening out there. What is the news beyond Twilight?
One of the things is the issue of expanding the Olympic National Park, an issue called the Wild Olympics. There's a lot of debate about that. The timber economy was sort of devastated here by the northern spotted owl controversy or legislation of the 1990s. And the economy has been depressed ever since because of that. So there's all these fears about taking more federal lands out of logging. So that's sort of an issue that's sort of somewhat tied into the election that's happening right now for Representative Norm Dix is retiring, and the Republican candidate is opposed to the Wild Olympics, and the Democrat candidate supporting it. So that's a big issue here. The logging industry is seeing somewhat of a boom from exporting logs to China. And unfortunately, I believe the Chinese economy is slowing down a little bit. But daily, you'll see logging trucks go by with logs that are sent to Port Angeles, usually, and placed in container ships and sent over to China. One thing that Forks is sort of famous for is pulling together. We're sort of like an island out here in the woods. We have an annual scholarship auction to raise money to help kids from graduate from high school, not just to go to college, but to buy tools so they want to be loggers, to go to vocational school. And they raised, this year they raised, I'd say $60,000, which is amazing for a town of 3,100 people. Twilight's sort of the icing on the cake. It's provided employment, and especially for the retail sector here, it's really boosted that. The other thing, too, we work closely with the Quileute tribe. They're also featured in Stephanie Meyer's books. They're about 20 miles away from Forks, and the fans go down there to La Push on the beach where the Quileute Nation is, and also at the same time taking in Forks. So that sort of tied our two communities together, too, which has been a good thing.
We've been speaking with Chris Cook. He's the editor-publisher of the Forks Forum, Forks, Washington. I'm John Paxson, Northwest Public Radio.